The Senate Banking Committee holds a hearing today on accounting irregularities in the Enron collapse. Various congressional committees are investigating the Enron bankruptcy. Some are examining the energy trading company's finance, auditing, and political connections. Others are considering new laws to prevent similar meltdowns in the future. Lawmakers are in a hurry, and that has lobbyists worried. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
New York Congressman Amo Houghton, a Republican, chairs a House Ways and Means subcommittee that's considering changes to 401k pension plans like Enron's. Houghton held a hearing on the subject yesterday.
The problems raised by the Enron situation are a wake-up call that now has everyone's attention.
It certainly has the attention of companies that provide 401ks. The lead-off witness was James Klein. He's president of the American Benefits Council, an organization of corporations that offer retirement plans.
It's a pleasure to be here before you and the other members of the subcommittee. One cannot help but listen to the compelling testimony from Enron employees in recent months and not be determined to take steps to prevent such a situation from occurring again. But I really think that your task is extremely difficult.
Showing just how difficult is the job of corporate lobbyists like Klein. Their first task is to slow things down. Just when Republicans are trying to clear Enron off the agenda as soon as possible, and consumer advocates such as Frank Torres are calling for reform now.
We certainly hope that Congress will act quickly. I mean, this should be the 100-yard dash.
Torres is a lawyer with Consumers Union. He's up against the skills of lobbyists like Mark Leggett, who retired last week as head of federal government relations for Bank America. In the euphemistic phrases of old-time Capitol Hill, Leggett explains that it's essential for everyone to act in a measured way.
I think it's incumbent, indeed, our responsibility to make sure that we share solutions and thoughts and concerns in a measured way so that the members of Congress understand that the solution may be that which is different from those that have been proposed today.
Also urging caution is NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers, which has organized a coalition on employee retirement benefits. NAM's Dorothy Coleman launched their campaign in late January with a letter to Capitol Hill.
We got 64 trade associations to sign a letter within 24 hours. We wrote the letter, solicited the signatures, and got feedback and got it up to the Hill in 24 hours.
Those who would apply the brakes to new regulation are being aided by a couple of congressional turf wars. Two House committees are competing to write pension reform legislation. Two others are facing off over accounting reforms. Jim Castellano, chairman of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, testified before one of those committees last month, and he has an upcoming date with the Senate committee. Accountants have been an easy target for congressional anger. So Castellano, too, is trying to get everyone to cool down for a while.
When it's all said and done, we need to be sure that whatever reform is made is real and not based only on perceptions.
This approach has helped the accounting industry weather other scandals in the 1970s and 80s. Barbara Roper follows the industry for the Consumer Federation of America.
They're identifying the most minimal reforms they have to accept in order for Congress and the regulatory agencies to look like they've done something about Enron. And then they've tried to shift the focus.
Other strategies remain the same, too. The financial industry is well known for its generosity to campaign committees. One lobbyist says that while the Enron scandal may have helped propel campaign finance reform through the House, it hasn't stopped lawmakers from calling up and soliciting contributions, which, they take pains to point out, won't be subject to new limits until after the next elections. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.